Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come back again into your home, just reaching the world for Christ. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. We're up here in Madisonville, Tennessee, so we've having to come to you on a different phone tonight. Our other phone, some reason or other, wouldn't pick up the one that we've been going through on. So we just want you to get right in here and worship the Lord in spirit and truth with us. And tonight we're speaking about God is our source. You know, without God, why, we wouldn't have nothing. And so just praise God for it. So if you want to be a part of this service, why, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. And we'll put you right on the line with us, sir. Just worship the Lord in the spirit and truth. 706, come out and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Good evening, Brother Yearwood and Sister Yearwood. This is Frieda Litchfield in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Sister. Glad you called in there tonight. Can you hear us pretty good there? We've had to come through another phone there tonight.
Yeah, well, I had to call back because it hung up on me, but I called back. I said, you ain't going to get me tonight, Lord. The Lord's going to make a way. So that's what I done, too. So don't. I'm good. Yeah, it's coming through good.
Okay, we praise the Lord for that. So we've had to, we tried several times with the other phone, and then we had to go through our cell phone there tonight. So, anyway, God made it possible, and he's going to get the word out. So the title of the message tonight is God is our source. So we just praise the Lord for that. So just go ahead and obey the Lord there if you want to, sister.
Well, I got a prayer request first, and then I'll go to the scripture. We had the ambulance to come to a neighbor's house this morning, or this close to this afternoon. Her name is Monica Griffin. She needs help doing things for herself. She can't do it by herself anymore. So let's just keep her in prayer tonight, too, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to be reading. This might not be what we got, but this is what the Lord told me to look up, okay? I'm going to be reading from Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You know, he does supply our needs, and that he is our source that provides for us, right? So I think that, I got a praise report. He's been fighting, the devil's been fighting with me, but the Lord went out today. I had a family to come in to stay with me, and they my electricity bill got so high that I couldn't pay it. So last week, I went to two different churches, and you believe it or not, they paid almost all, but a little bit. And so I asked my boyfriend, I said, hey, I don't want to do this because I know you've been out of work, but I need some money to finish paying my electricity. So my electricity bill is paid in full. And I thank the Lord that he made a way to supply my needs, and it was taken care of. But you know what? He is. When you think there's no way to be found, he's always there. When we pray, he's already sending the answer to us. So I thank the Lord. And we had a revival last weekend, and Brother Yearwood and Sister Yearwood, it was a blessing in disguise. And the Lord has been dealing with me, and I mean, it just feels good to let him move the way he's moving. So he is my source. I mean, I pray to him. He answers prayer. And he feels things when you think things ain't going to go right. But in the Lord's way, everything is to his for his glory.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well,
can I read one more scripture and then I'll get back to you? Say again.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm gonna read from 2 Corinthians 9. Let me find that. 2 Corinthians. I got a mark, but I got everything else marked too. none. Okay. And it said, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always have, having all sufficiency and all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he had dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor. His righteousness remaining forever. Okay, baby, y'all.
Mr. Frieda?
Yes, ma'am?
That was a good scripture, Philippians 4:19. That's the one of them that we had picked out.
I figured that. Well,
so God's working, ain't he?
He's confirming, ain't he? He is confirming. That's the same thing that happened with us. Another sister, another brother from the church, started last Saturday to go to the nursing home, to minister to the nursing home. And there was another minister there, and him and Sister Robin's scripture was the same thing. But you know what? Sometimes we have to hear it twice. But she didn't say what hers was. She didn't read it. But he read his. And she told me, she said, that confirmed. And she had already told me to look up a scripture and to get me 2 songs to sing. And you know what? I just felt so blessed that I could read. She said, read your scripture. I said, okay. And then this other minister, he always brings the resident a snack to give to them before he leaves. But, you know, they sat down. When he got up to do what he does, I said, since you're going to do that, I'm going to go ahead and sing. And you know what? It just feels so wonderful. The Lord tells you what to do. And they all sat down, and they were listening, and the Lord moved in a mysterious way, and the songs went over, the people loved it, and they said, oh, thank you, Jesus. That was exactly what we needed. And I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome. But, yeah, he does. He confirms. He confirms
Amen.
Things together. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Amen.
Enjoy that.
Yep.
770. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Hey, Brother Lord. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, brother. Subject tonight is God is our source, so just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
Okay, you want me to go ahead, brother?
Yeah, just go ahead.
Okay. Now I'm coming out of Philippians chapter 4. Just like Brother Yearwood said, our source, our subject tonight is the Lord is our source. And, you know, we got a whole book about the Lord Jesus Christ being our source. But God began to deal with me out of Philippians chapter 4, starting with verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. You know, he's the source of our rejoicing. He's the source of our joy tonight. And he says, verse 5 says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is near. He's not a guy that's afar off tonight. We need to know, amen, the Bible says, we're instructed to let our moderation, let our peace, let our be known to all men. And it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So we're not to be burdened down with the cares of the world. We're not to be burdened down with the things of the world. And so we need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is our source. You know, the Bible talks about in Jeremiah 17, it says that blessed is the man who trusteth in the arm of the Lord, for he won't be careful in the year of the drought. In other words, it can be going on around you. Things can be drying up, the famines and things. For the Lord Jesus Christ promises a flourishing because he is our source. You know, the Bible speaks of in Luke chapter 22, where there was a time, amen, that he was spoken to them, and he asked them a question. He said, when I sent you out without your purse, without your scribe, without your without sword and with anything, amen, he said, what lacks you? And they said, nothing. You know, there was a time that Bible speaks in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 that there's a time for all things, a time for all seasons. And there was a time, amen, when the Lord Jesus Christ was with them physically, amen, that he sent them, and he sent them without a purse. He sent them without money. He sent them without scribes. He sent them without anything because he was their source, amen. When the time that he was getting ready to leave, he said, now is the time for you to bring forth, amen, the purse. Now is the time for you to sell your garments and buy a sword. And they said, Lord, we have two swords here. And he said, that is enough. In other words, there were certain things of provision, amen, amen, and certain things that they would need, amen, when the Lord Jesus Christ was going away. And amen, tonight, you know, the Lord is our source. And
yes.
The Bible says, verse 7, it says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ keeps, amen, he's the source of our peace. The Bible says he's the Prince of Peace in Isaiah chapter 9. Amen. And the Bible says in Proverbs, it says, if thy ways please the Lord, he will cause even our enemies to be at peace. So he's the source of our peace, even among our enemies tonight, church. And, you know, if there's a way that we please the Lord, amen. You know, the Bible says without faith, amen, it's impossible to please him. In Hebrews chapter 11, well, he's the source for our faith. The Bible says, amen, he says we must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Tonight, we're not saved. We're saved by faith through grace. Grace is comes from him. Faith comes through him. The Word of God comes through him. Everything, because he is the Word of God. And so tonight, he is our source for everything and all things. Amen. Tonight, whether you're a believer or not believer, amen, he is your source. It says, the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We have to know tonight that he's the source of our understanding. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 11, amen, verse 1 through 4, talks about the spirit of understanding. So he is our understanding. You know, the Bible says in Job that we must depart from evil to come under the understanding of the Lord. So we're moving to a realm, and he's the source for our understanding through the Spirit. He is that eye of understanding. He's that lamp of understanding. And the Bible says he keep our hearts. He's the source for our heart. Amen. We are to love him with all our heart, our soul, our might, everything that's within us. He's the source of our love tonight. And he keeps our minds. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, Philippians 2 and 5. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in Romans chapter 7, verse 24 and 25, it says, I with the mind serve the law of God, and with the flesh, the law of sin. So he's not the source for sin. That is one thing he's not the source for. Amen? Amen. There was knowledge there. Amen. And unfortunately, our flesh was the source for sin. Unfortunately, our disobedience was the source for sin. But he has a source to get rid of your sin. He has a source to put your sin in remission. Amen? Amen. He has a source to cover your sin. He has a source to take away your sin tonight. Amen? Hallelujah. So if we are missing the mark, if we're seen as missing the mark, Jesus Christ is that mark. He's that bullseye that we need to, the Bible says, press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And we can't afford to miss that mark. We can't afford to miss that bullseye. This is not something you can be close at. This is where you have to hit the mark tonight. And that mark is the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, truth comes from the Lord. He's the source of truth. He is truth. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He is the source back to the Father. He's the source, amen, breaking down the walls of partition, amen. Everything in our life, he is the source. When we hook up, amen, tonight, he's the source of this broadcast tonight, amen. He's the source of the power for it going all over the world, amen. He said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, it talks about all power in heaven and earth. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He is the source that we are able to preach the gospel with every creature tonight, amen. We just praise the Lord for that. We give him glory and honor and thanksgiving for this. And the Bible says that whatsoever things are honest, he's the source of your honesty. In fact, the only way we can be honest is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Right.
Whatsoever things are just, He is the just one. He is the only one tonight. He's the sword for, amen. The Bible speaks of in Hebrews chapter 11. It talks about, amen, the spirits of just men. Now, the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Amen. And so tonight we need to live by our faith, which comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Justification, amen, comes from Jesus Christ. Our faith comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because whatsoever things are pure, the only thing that's pure is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, with a pure heart, amen. Those that have a pure heart tonight shall see God. He is our source. Amen. For our eyes being open, amen. A pure heart and clean hands, amen. That we can stand before him in that day. Amen. Hallelujah. So he's the source of our purity. He is the source of our clean hands, because you're clean by the words that he's spoken to you. John chapter 15. See, whatsoever things are lovely. Oh, he's the lovely one. Amen. Tonight, church. And amen. Our lovely, the loveliness, the good things, amen, only comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. He's also, whatsoever things are of a good report. He said in Isaiah, who had believed our report? Who had believed the arm of the Lord? The Bible says in Hebrews 12 and 2 that the elders receive a good report by faith. Think on that good report. Church, tonight, there's only one good report, and that's the report of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's only one report that we need to think on. Amen. Unfortunately, there are things, amen, going on in the world today, amen, that are not of a good report. Things, amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, we have the good report. We have the word of the Lord. Amen. And it says, if there be any virtue, which is an empowerment, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah. So we need to know tonight, amen, that praise is celebration. So if you're thinking upon praise, if you're thinking about celebration, you know, he's the source of our praise. Amen. He said, my praise, amen. In Isaiah, he said, I will not give to any other. He said, neither, amen, my glory to any other, or my praise to any graven image. Amen. So this is the fact that the only way we can receive the celebration is be his sons and daughters. Amen. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Amen. John chapter 1, it says, believe. Whosoever believed even on his name gave he the power to be son, become the sons of God. We can build up the family name if we believe in that name. Amen. Tonight, so he's the source for the family. He's the source for the name. He's the source for us to become sons and daughters of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He says, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. The Bible says, amen, not only be a hearer of the word, but James chapter 1, verse 22 says, be a doer also. So tonight we need to be a doer of the word, not only a hearer of the word. So he's the source for the doer. He empowers us, amen, to come and to do, amen. Tonight we need to be doers of the word and not only hearers only. And he said, then the God of peace shall be with you. Tonight you need to know, amen, that the Bible believes, I think it's in Romans chapter 12, chapter 16 says, and the God of peace shall shortly bruise Satan underneath your feet. Amen. He is the one that overpowers your enemy. Greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. Amen. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So he gives us the victory. Every source of victory, every source of winning the battle comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. He is the winner. Said, but I rejoice, verse 10, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care and me have flourished again. Hallelujah. Wherein you were also careful, that you lacked opportunity. What had happened here in the church at Philippi is Paul had not heard from them. Paul had not heard from them for a while. And then this was a church that, amen, that Paul had established, amen. They laid the foundation, amen. And there was he had not heard from them, and all of a sudden now there was a flourishing, amen. And you need to know tonight the flourishing, the reviving, amen, the resurrecting power, amen, is our source. And again, it goes back to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John chapter 11, he said, I am the resurrection. He was the resurrection. Who would resurrect Lazarus? Who would resurrect all those, amen, in the day that he would raise up on the third day? He is the resurrection and the life, amen. And you need to know tonight that he's the source of our life. The only way we can have life tonight, Lord, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the power source. And they said, not that I speak, verse 11, not that I speak in respect of what? For I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. We're not to have, anxious. The Bible says be anxious for nothing. We're not to have anxiety or stress. The Bible says fret not thyself. It says in John chapter 11, trouble not thyself. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. And so tonight, amen, our belief is to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our belief is to be in the one and only source. No matter when all things, when heaven is falling, amen, and things are falling around you. And I know many of you, amen, are concerned about financial things, amen, and that's understandable. But there's the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, amen. He is our rock tonight, church. You know, the Bible speaks of in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, talks about that they were all the brethren, that in verse 1 said, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. That cloud was a representation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that cloud gave them direction, amen, during the day. That cloud represented the Spirit and being led by the Spirit. And they were all under the same cloud. Church tonight, we're all under that same Spirit as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're all under the same sword. And the Bible says they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. When they went through the water, amen, when the children of Israel there in the book of Exodus walked across on dry, shod land and on the Red Sea, when the enemy was behind them and the sea before them, and he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When Moses lifted up his rod, that which was in his hand, in church tonight, when we lift up that which God has given us, he is the source for all things. Amen. And as we stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, they went across on dry, shod land, and they were all the children of Israel, were baptized in the same sea, in the same water, in the same way. And Jesus Christ said, I am the way. Amen. Tonight, he is the way. He is the source. Amen. He is the path of life. Amen. That all eat the same spiritual meat. Amen. All that spiritual food, it's the bread of life. He said, I am the bread of life that cometh down from heaven. Amen. Amen. That's what he talks about in John chapter 6. Everything you eat that gives you life, it's the bread of life. He is the source of life. Amen. It was representation when he fed the 5,000, fed the 4,000. When the multitudes, every time they were fed, and there was leftovers, there was abundance. You need to know tonight,
yes,
he is the source of your abundance tonight. The Bible says he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or think. Jesus Christ said in the word in John chapter 10, he said, I have come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. The abundance, any abundance that you have, amen. But Paul was talking about being content with no matter what state it was in, because we need to know tonight, I believe it's in Hebrews 13:5, says Jesus Christ, we need to be content because, hallelujah, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Tonight, Jesus Christ needs to be enough. Jesus Christ and him alone needs to be enough. When you have the Lord Jesus Christ, you need nothing else. You lack nothing else, the Bible says in Psalm 23. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. David knew that he was a source. He was a man that ran for his life. He was a man who was in the wilderness. He was a man, amen, that saw him. Many of them, amen, were coming after his life. He had become a man of war. But out there in the wilderness, there was always divine provision, just like Abraham, amen, and Isaac, when they went to the mount, amen, in Genesis chapter 22. They had the fire, they had the wood, they didn't have the sacrifice. But I'm telling you tonight, Jesus Christ is the source of your sacrifice.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
He's the source of your ram in the bush. That ram, amen, was already heading there. The Lord Jesus Christ is getting there, but he said, I go before you just like the cloud. He was the fire that led them by night. He was the source of the light in the midst of darkness. He's your source. He's the source of the light of the world, amen. And so tonight, he said, they all ate of that spiritual meat, and they all did drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ in the midst of the wilderness. There at Meribah and Meribah, amen, amen, there was a rock in the midst of the wilderness, and 650,000 Jews, amen, all wanted to drink, amen, and the Lord spoke unto Moses. God, the Father spoke unto Moses and told him to smite the rock, and in that rock that was smitten in the midst of the desert came forth a water, came forth a drink. And tonight, church, if you would ask of him, he'll give you a drink that you'll never thirst again. He is the source of our drinking. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Not, not an alcoholic. He is the source of a drink that you'll never thirst again. He's the source of the food that you'll never hunger again. Tonight, we need to hunger and thirst after righteousness, because God's promise is, amen, that he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, according to Matthew chapter 5, shall be filled. Tonight you have a promise of being filled, amen, and not only filled with his food, but you have a promise of being filled with his spirit. Tonight, amen, he is the source of the spirit. He said, the Father, he said, it's expedient that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, will not come. But he said, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, whom the Father will send in my name, amen, tonight he's the source of the name. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. He is the source of your salvation. He's the source of your name above every name. He's the source of everything, everywhere you go. He is your divine provision, amen. And tonight, God wants you to be a divine protector of the divine provision, amen, amen, because you can't get anything anywhere else. Amen. The Bible speaks of there was a time in Egypt, amen, when Egypt's money failed, amen. And when Egypt's money failed, amen, at a time then, amen, in the book of Genesis, amen, we find, amen, that they had to come, and amen, they had to sell their cattle, amen. They sold their cattle, amen, and hallelujah, they sold their cattle, and the next step was they had to sell their land, and amen, and along with that, they had to basically sell themselves, amen, into slavery, amen. But Joseph was ahead there at that time, and amen, and everything had went to Pharaoh, but he came, he didn't take the priest's land, the land that belonged to the priest. He didn't take that land, amen, everything, but he laid it back in a fifth part, and he gave them seed, amen, so they could sow into the ground, amen, and a fifth part would go back into Pharaoh, but they would be able to keep the four parts of it, amen, and so he gave them seed to put back in the ground, and you know what, the Lord Jesus Christ is the source of the seed. In fact, the word of God is the seed, and it's bringing forth life in you, amen, and he's the source of everything in your life. And the Bible says in Philippians 4:12, he said, I know both how. This is Paul writing to the church of Philippi. He said, I know both how to be abased, which means lowered or humbled. He said, and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. Paul had come to a place, he had been yoked to Jesus Christ, and as he was yoked to Jesus Christ, being a prisoner of Jesus Christ, he had learned everywhere to either be abased or abound. He adapted to his circumstances every way. He said, I've been instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. He was instructed. He said, Paul, the Jesus Christ spoke to him. He said, you need to learn how to be hungry. Why do we need to learn how to be hungry? Because if you're full constantly, even the Bible says, he that's full, a full soul, hallelujah, a full soul, loves the honeycomb, that which is sweet, amen. That way, amen, to the hungry soul, even the bitter thing, everything bitter thing is sweet. So you need to know tonight, we need to get hungry for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to get hungry for Jesus Christ. We need to get hungry for revival. We need to get hungry for resurrecting power. We need to get hungry for the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to get thirsty for the things, and he'll be your source, amen, in the midst of. You don't have to wander in the wilderness. God wants to bring you to a place of promise, just like he wanted to bring in the children of Israel to the place of promise. He showed them to that for 40 days. They walked around in the midst of the promise, in the midst of the promised land. It was a land flowing with milk and honey. It was a land, amen, that it took two grown men, to even one cluster of grapes out of the book of Eshcol. Amen. It took two grown men to hold it up. That's how blessed you are. Church tonight, that's how blessed we are. And Jesus Christ is the source of your blessing tonight. And the Bible says, amen, that to abound. And he learned, and that was instructed, amen, to abound, to have very much. What did he do with the abounding? Well, he gave it away, of course. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't need it all, and he learned how to suffer need. Why do we need to learn how to suffer need? The Bible says, amen, that being a son, right? Hebrews chapter 8, verse 22, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, he learned obedience by the things he suffered. In other words, the seal of the Apostle Paul's apostleship was not when he was abounding, not when he was having visions, not when he was being up in the third heaven, but the seal of apostleship was when he had reproaches and distresses and everything. Amen. And because the grace of God was sufficient. In other words, the grace of God Jesus Christ is the source of his grace. Jesus Christ is the source of his mercy. Jesus Christ is the source of his forgiveness. Jesus Christ is the source for all things. And he said, verse 13, he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Paul had gotten to a place and he learned to abound in faith, but he also learned this one thing, that he could do all things through Christ which strengthened me, no matter what his circumstance or situation was. He said, notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. In other words, amen, you commended, amen, and you give. And in other words, what was happening was, Philippians, when Paul started to have a need in other churches, when he was preaching in other churches, they began to meet that need. They began to look at it. You know, that's what the Bible speaks of in Matthew 25. The Lord Jesus Christ is the source. He said on the right hand there would be the sheep, and on the left hand would be the goats. Those would be the ones, amen, that would not visit him in prison. Those would be the ones that would never feed him when he was hungry. Those would be the ones that would never give him a drink when he was thirsty. Well, all of them didn't understand that, because he said, Lord, when did we saw thee thirsty and didn't give you drink? When saw we hunger and didn't feed you? You know, when were you in prison and we didn't come and visit you? When were you sick, amen, and we didn't come and bring and minister to you? He says, when you've done the least of these, you've done unto me. Every person in your life, every person you come in contact with is opportunity for the Lord Jesus Christ to use you. You are the Lord Jesus Christ is the sword, because the Bible says that those that saw those hungry and fed them, they were on the right side. Those that saw them thirsty and gave them drink, they were on the right side. These were the sheep. These were of the flock of God, because what you've done unto the least of these, you've done unto me. Amen. Jesus Christ is the sword. Some of you say, I can't do this. That's true. You can't, but the Lord Jesus Christ in you can do. You have to understand, amen, when the feeding of the multitudes, amen, hallelujah, the source was Jesus Christ. The source is Jesus. You'll never be able to be the source. You'll never be able to be the foundation, but you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. Amen. He said, now you Philippians, verse 15, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. In other words, they had liberality. They didn't have anything. The church at Philippi didn't have anything, but they had a liberality. They, in other words, through their poverty, they began to give. Amen, amen, unto the needs of the Apostle Paul. Amen. And as they come there, he said, for even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again into my necessity. In other words, he was at another church. He had established the church in Thessalonica. He had come to a need, but even in Philippi, even though they didn't have it, amen, they come and they minister unto him into that need, because that need wasn't for Paul himself. That need was to preach the gospel. That need was, amen, to reach out in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That, again, the Lord Jesus Christ was the source. Amen. He says, not because I desire gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. You have to understand what he was saying to the church of Philippi. He said, I didn't desire gift, but I desired fruit. In other words, for him to come. The Bible says you'll know them by their fruits. The Bible says in John chapter 15, that how is the Father glorified? That ye bear much fruit. We have the nine gifts of the Spirit, amen, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 22 and 23. It's where it lists the works of the flesh in 19, but it lists the fruits of the Spirit in 22 and 23. There are nine gifts of the Spirit, which there's no law against. In other words, when you bear these fruit, amen, it has to be by the fruit of the Spirit. No good tree can bring forth corrupt fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. In other words, if you are born into this kingdom, and you're not reborn of the Spirit, you can't bring forth the fruits of the Spirit. That's an impossible thing. Amen? Hallelujah. And if you are a good tree, then you shouldn't be bearing forth these works of the flesh. You should be bearing forth only good fruit, the fruits of the Spirit. But not only that, that souls will come in, amen, and this harvest. And he said, I didn't desire a gift, but I desired fruit. In other words, I desired not only the fruits of the Spirit, but I desired, amen, to win more souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you send that gift, I reached out, amen, and others came in, and others came, and Jesus Christ became their soul. That's what it's all about tonight. We're preaching this gospel so that Jesus Christ will become your source of life tonight. Jesus Christ will become your soul tonight. And the Bible says, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received Epaphroditus, the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. So they had brought him the offering, amen, from the church at Philippi. He said, but my God shall supply all your need. Now he's talking to the church of Philippi. He said, but my God that I have shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The wealth, the riches, I'm not talking about filthy lucre. I'm talking about the riches in heaven. I'm talking about I'm not talking about uncertain riches. I'm talking about the riches of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is the supply is in his glory. It's in his light. It's in his amen, his doxa, his revelation. As you receive it, there is the supply of all your needs tonight. Amen. And so I'm going to give it back to Brother Earwood right now. But now, my God shall supply all you need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You want to receive your needs met tonight? It only comes by one, by the Lord Jesus Christ. And right now you can accept him and believe in him and trust in him. Right now you can give your life to him, and he will become your source for all things. Go ahead, Brother Earwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Brother John. That is a wonderful word of God there. So we'll go and let him sing a song here right now.
He told him to walk a little farther, came to land and got his time.
praise the Lord. Appreciate them wonderful songs there. Betty's got some prayer requests and a praise report here she's wanting to turn in.
I just want to praise the Lord for all he's been doing for us and for what he's going to continue to do. And I've got a wonderful praise report from a young lady that goes to our church. She got saved about a month ago, and she's got a baby that was born crippled, and its spine, something was wrong with its spine, that it wasn't going to be able to walk, and it had a feeding tube. It had all kinds of stuff wrong with it. And after she gave her heart to the Lord, God started working on that baby, and they took it to the doctor for a swallow test, and the doctor said, go home and feed the baby. He's going to get the feeding tube taken out pretty soon. And then Sunday they come back again with another praise report about the baby's spine. The doctor said nothing was wrong with the baby's spine. Take it home, put it in the floor, and let it go. So we're just giving God the praise for all that he's been doing for this little baby.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we got several prayer requests. There's a lot of people that is in really bad need of prayer. They have cancer. Let's remember Frida's neighbor, Monica Griffin, needs healing.
Yes.
And yes. Danny Sizemore, Keith Green, Kay Hurd, Fred Branham, Edith Hampton, Florence, all them have cancer, so let's remember them. They need miracles. We know that God's able to do it. He's their source.
Yes. Yep.
And let's remember Clint Hampton. He needs healing in his body. Let's remember the foster kids that we've been taking care of. All them have needs. And Roy and Martha Sexton, they need healing in their body. The Kevin Miller family need prayer tonight. So let's just all go to the Lord in prayer.
Our Heavenly
God,
Father, Lord,
praise
Jesus,
you,
we come
thank
before
you, God,
right now, God.
You are our
Lord,
source.
We just praise
you,
God,
our source,
for our
salvation,
God,
for healing, for
Lord,
joy, peace,
just
for
down,
our
God,
lives, whatever we
touch.
Need.
Father,
you are our source
heal,
for it,
Father.
God. We're just asking
Lord,
you in the name of Jesus,
Father,
God,
them
to just
sick
touch
and
each and every one of these
God,
people
God,
that
you would touch
and
that you would heal.
We
and Lord, we ask
you,
Father,
the
most of all, God, that soul that is so near to hell, Father, without any hope, God, we pray, Father, that you'll turn them around, God, Lord, that you will deal with them and forgive them of their sin. And Lord, God, let them realize, Father, that you are the resource, God, for their life, God, Lord, that you would give them a peace,
Father,
give them a joy that's unspeakable, Father. And Lord, give you the praise, the Lord, and honor for us. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
God.
Praise Lord. Well, John, I forgot to ask you if you had any prayer requests.
That's all right, brother. We've got quite a few, but just continue to remember Sister Debbie. She got something that she needs God to move in. God's been really good, and God's been touching her body, and we just praise the Lord for that. We've got several requests out. I don't have my prayer book with me right now. We've been getting remember a Steve Mann and and his girlfriend. They were in back a few weeks ago. They were lifelined to Atlanta, Georgia, and they weren't really sure about the his fiance making it. And she's doing real good. She got out of the hospital. She had to go back in for some surgeries, but it's going to be slow going, but God has blessed her, and we just praise the Lord for that. God's been moving our church and several people in our church. Brother Lee McKissick, he's one of the preachers at our church. He's been having some stomach problems and other things, so just need to remember him. And we've had several other, there's a man by the name of Wade. I don't know what his condition is. I got this prayer request a couple of days ago. He's got some kind of affliction, so that's all I knew. So just remember him in prayer. Uh, also a sister that used to be in our church out of Destin, Florida. They bought some T-shirts that says America Blessed, and they're going over to Israel, and they're just wanting she's wanting us to pray that this message will get out that you know that we're, you know there's Christians and that you know they just to share the love all over the world and through that and that this message will reach out and that God will bless us through these messages that are on these T-shirts. So I know there's some others, but we'll you know for the sake of time I'll try to get them on a little bit later, but just pray for all those, brother.
Okay, we sure will. We'll probably be praying for them again here in a few minutes before we go off the air, and we'll just remember them and pray for them. If you got your Bibles and want to turn with us tonight, we're going to be speaking on God being our source, and you know, we're going to be speaking from starting out in Matthew 4 and verse 23 and 24. And, you know, I just thank God that He is our source. And, you know, I just praise Him for being a source for whatever that we have a need of. It may be house rent money. It may be anything. But God is our source for healing and for joy and peace and eternal life and strength and help, just whatever that we have a need of, the Lord is our source for it. So, like I said there in Matthew 4 and verse 23, it starts out saying, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people." You know, the people, they had all kinds of diseases. They had all kinds of sickness. But praise God, hallelujah, that we find that Jesus went about healing all of them. He didn't leave none of them undone. And I tell you what, tonight, praise God, Jesus is still, hallelujah, glory to God. Hebrews, I believe 12 and 13 says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He don't ever change. If He's done the healing then, He's still doing the healing tonight. He's still doing the same miracles that He did then. He's our source tonight for whatever that we have the need of. I tell you, I'm so thankful that I've got a God that I can call up on at the midnight hour, and He still hears me. He still comes on the scene. He still comes down and answers. Let's look into verse 24, and it said, "And His fame went throughout all of Syria and through." They brought unto Him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and thus which were possessed with devils, and thus which were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, and He healed them." You know, praise God, He went about doing His own thing. I was thinking there a while ago whenever Brother John was a minister, it's in his genes to do good. It's just in his genes, my friend, to do what He said He would do. It's in God's will that He go about. His Son went about all through Judea and all the other places He went through a healing. He went through setting people free, speaking to the leprosies, and cleaning them. I praise God, and he still, as I was saying there a while ago, Hebrews, he said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't ever change, my friend, what he done then. He's still doing today. He's still calling people into him today. If the people, hallelujah, the man that was on the cart, that they had to bring to Jesus, and the house was full. They couldn't get him in there, but they had to tie the roof off, and they let the man down through the roof of the house of Jesus. And he told him, he said, take up thy bed and walk. My friend, I'm telling you today, if we can get you to Jesus, Jesus is telling you to take up your bed and walk. He's telling you that he's forgiven you of your sins. He's forgiven you of your trespasses. He's forgiven you. He's casting the devils out of you. If you will only come to him with a heart believing and in faith, with a heart believing and mouth confession, that right is made unto salvation. And he's doing that today. Praise God. I'm glad tonight to know that I'm a servant, a living God. I'm glad tonight to know that I'm the servant one, hallelujah, that is going forth, still healing the sick, still cleansing of the leprous. I look into verse, into Matthew, verse 9, and chapter 9, and verse 34 and 35. And the Pharisees said, he cast out devils through thee. Prince of devils.
The devils.
And Jesus went about all the city and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Hallelujah. You know, I tell you what, God didn't leave none behind. I believe it says it, and I believe he done it. I believe everywhere he went, he healed every one of them. I believe he casted every devil out that he come in contact with. I believe my friend tonight that he's still healing the sick. I believe he's still casting out devils. I believe he's still reaching out to those that will reach back to him. He said, you draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh to you. My friend tonight, if we can just only get you to reach out and draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you, and he will, hallelujah. He will be your source. He will set you free. He will deliver you. My friend, I need help what kind of sickness you may have. But I believe God is a God that took 39 stripes on his back for our healing. I believe there's only 39 major diseases in this world. And I pray a lot of times, God, that there's one stripe on your back for this healing. There's one stripe on your back for their healing and for this disease. And I tell you what, I believe God is a God who will heal us if we will only reach out to him, if we will only come to him and say, Lord, I want you to forgive me, or I want you to take care of me. I believe he will take care of us. I believe he will take everything off from us. Hallelujah, that we've got on us if we will only let him. You know, let's look into Luke 9 and verse 1. And 2. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Oh, praise God. You know, I know people say today, I can't do this and I can't do that. But I don't know what they're going to do with the word word. The scripture over there says in the 14th chapter of St. John, these works that I do, you should even do greater than these, because I've gone unto the Father. I tell you what, Jesus, I sent them forth here, healing the sick. He sent them forth here, casting out devils. He chose his 12 disciples, and he told them to go forth and do this. And my friend tonight, if God calls you into the ministry, if he calls you into doing anything, he told you to go forth and to heal the sick, to cast out devils, and to raise the dead, and to cleanse the lepers. I tell you, God's word is for us tonight. He is our mediator between heaven and earth. He is our mediator between the Father and us. Praise God, I tell you what, he said it, and I believe it. He said it, and I agree with him. Praise God. Let's look into Luke 9 and 6. And they departed and went through the town preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. That's what God sent Jesus to do, and that's what Jesus has sent us to do. He told us to go and to heal the sick, to cleanse the leper, and raise the dead. And my friend, he is the one is making an intercession for us tonight that we can do these things. I tell you, let's look into Acts, the 10th chapter. Oh, praise God. I'm sorry, jumping ahead of myself. Luke 9 and verse 11. And the people, when they saw it, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know, praise God. I believe tonight that God is still healing them that have the need of healing. I believe tonight the Lord is still reaching out to us. I believe tonight that God sees us and he knows our needs. And I believe that he's able. I believe he's willing. Whenever we get ourselves into the position that God can really use us. I tell you, we look at Paul there. Paul there was a man that he had a thorn in the flesh. Praise God, he sought God at least three times to get it out. But God told him that this was efficient. I tell you what, and I believe tonight, sometimes maybe there's something that may be efficient for us. But I tell you what, God is still a God. He's still a healing. He's still a casting out devils. He's still taking care of people. Let's look into Acts 10 and 38. It says, now God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. Don't matter where they were at, Jesus went about. He was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power to set them free, them that was oppressed of the devil. God was with him, and he set them free. He healed them. My friend, tonight, God is still God. He's still doing that same work that he did then. I believe God is still reaching out to us today. Hallelujah. Praise God. excuse me for a second. I got to get me a drink of water. Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Let's look at the Exodus 15 and verse 2. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will repair him and
habitation,
my Father God, and I will exalt him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I will. You know,
Jesus.
That's what I'm saying here tonight. I'm exalting my God. Hallelujah. Because he's the source of our strength and our our power. He's the source of our salvation. You know, without him, we wouldn't have nothing. But praise God, through him tonight, he is our source. I'm so thankful tonight. Whatever that we have the need of, God is able to meet it for us. I'm glad as Sister read there a while ago, and Brother John read it, and we had it figured out about it. Philippians 4:19, that my God, praise the Lord, shall supply all of our needs. You know, praise God, just kind of high praise, and it's there just hitting the high line because they've done read it and you done heard it. Praise God, and I'm glad tonight to know that Jesus said that I will supply your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I tell you what, tonight, my friend, God is a God, and he shall not lie. What he said in his word, I believe it. I believe it's established. I believe they'd stand up there looking over that word, making sure that there's not one jot, not one tittle shall fall until it's all fulfilled. I tell you, praise God, I thank God tonight for this. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 11 and 13. And Saul said, there shall not a man be put to death this day, for today the Lord hath wrought salvation in Israel. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, he brought salvation into Israel, and that is the source. He is the source of it. He said, Saul, in this day there'll not be nobody put to death. You know, praise God, because God has brought salvation. My friend, today God has brought salvation to you. Today, if you're hearing this word, hearing these messages that's been preached across this radio today, my friend, I want you to know one thing for sure. That just like Jesus told Zacchaeus there, he said, come down from there. He said, today the kingdom of God has come unto you, has come unto your house. I want you to know today, my friend, if you hear this word, this is not the word of Lord Yearwood, or not the word of Brother John Samples, or not the word of Sister, praise God, Rita, but this is the word of the God. This is the word of the Creator, the Most High. This is the word that you're hearing tonight. Praise God, and you need to take heed to it. You need to receive this in your spirit and receive this and let him be your source. Hallelujah. Before it's everlasting too late. 2 Samuel 22:36, it says, and 33, oh, okay, 2 Samuel, I've jumped down too far. 2 Samuel 22:33, God is my strength and power, and he make my way perfect. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know, praise God, he makes his way perfect. And, you know, that's what we've got to do. Now, 2 Samuel 22:36. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness have made me great. Hallelujah. Praise God. Of salvation. You know, praise the Lord. That's what it's all about tonight, my friend. God has salvation, and he's had it for us. He's given it to us, my friend, if we'll just only receive it. I'm so glad, praise God, that I received it back in January 1975. I'm glad that I received salvation from the Lord. Because, praise God, a lot of times I pray and I say, Lord, I thank you for the old time. I felt salvation, something that I can feel. You know, praise God, a lot of times people says, well, they don't ever feel nothing. And they don't ever know. They don't ever hear him talk to them. My friend, I tell you, I wouldn't have something that I couldn't feel. I wouldn't have nothing that I couldn't hear. Praise God, I'm so thankful that I hear his voice. I'm so thankful that I feel his power and his Holy Ghost. I'm so thankful for all of that because I wouldn't have something that I didn't know whether I might lose it or not. Praise God, I tell you what. I'm so thankful for this year tonight. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 41:10. 8-10. Hallelujah. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, who I have chose the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou who I have taken from the end of the earth and called thee from the chief men, whereof, and said unto thee, thou art my
servant.
I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear not, for I am with thee. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thou God. I will strengthen, for I am. I'm going to forget the last verse here.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We've heard the word of God there tonight. We've read the word of God, and we just praise God for everything that was preached here tonight. We thank God for the word that we've I know that it went forth, and we just praise the Lord for it. So I'm going to ask him if he's got another song ready, and let him sing another song. And Brother John, be ready there. You and Sister Chris, be ready to obey the Lord there directly.
All right.
Thank you.
Lonely sheep grazing in the field.
I fall across behind the one who's led me all the way. He watches o'er his tender flock with vision undivided, providing everything I need with mercy every day. The shepherd leads the sheep along this winding, narrow road. Through grassy fields and shady pastures by the river's flow. I'm not driven down this path I trod, I follow him by choice. I don't need to see the way ahead, I only need to hear the shepherd's
Can you hear me there?
Yeah.
All right. It's good to be on with you tonight. And I believe it's on how the Lord will take care of us. I forget the title to it, but I tell you, he's our help in the time of trouble. He's our refuge. You know, when we need something, we can go to God. We can call on him through the name of Jesus, and he'll be there. You know, he might not come when you want him, but as the song says, he'll be there right on time. Seemed like he was too late, you know, with Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus, and Lazarus had died, but Jesus came. And I believe it was Martha said, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. But you know what? Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. You know, we'll lose loved ones down here because the Bible says that it is appointed unto man once to die and after that the judgment. But I tell you, he'll be your comforter. In fact, the matter is, Jesus said when he was here with the disciples, he said, I go away to prepare a place for you. You know, our loved ones, when they pass off this scene, if they've made their hearts right with God, they're going to a better place. They're going to that place where Jesus said he would go and prepare. He said he's going there to prepare a place, that where he is, that there we may be also. And they wanted to know what was the way. I forget which one it was there. I believe it's in the 14th chapter of Matthew, but or John. He said, we don't know the way, but Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. Praise God. So I'm glad tonight that he is the way to the Father, and he is the way to heaven. He's the door of the sheepfold. You know, Brother Timothy sung about the good shepherd. And you know, he is the good shepherd tonight. He's the shepherd, the chief shepherd of the sheep. Praise God. And we are the sheep, and we follow his voice. And praise God. And he knows us. Praise God. He knows us, and he's called us by name. Praise God. He's given us a new name. Praise God. But he is our refuge tonight. He's our strength, present help in the time of trouble. He's the rock, and we're land. And there's no God like Jehovah. Praise God. Praise God. I thank God that he saved me one day, that I called on him for salvation. And, you know, I found him down at the altar when I began to pray and I began to call on God. And, you know, I'd make an altar in my house. And, you know, I needed something. I needed salvation. And, you know, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And, you know, he's dealt every man the measure of faith. God's given us faith. That is, if we're saved tonight, we have faith. We have that measure of faith. And I believe it was Apostle Paul said, something about God delivering him from unreasonable men, that all men have not faith. And, you know, there's people out there claim to be atheists tonight. They claim that there is no God, that they can't see him, and therefore he don't exist. But I tell you what, I can't see the wind, but I know the wind blows. And I think it was John came to Jesus in chapter 3, and he said, it was Nicodemus in John chapter 3. He came to Jesus, and the Bible said he was a ruler of the Jews, and he came by night because he didn't want anybody to see him. But I tell you tonight, don't be ashamed of Jesus. You know, back then, they was persecuting people that would accept Christ and that believed that he was the Messiah, that he was the way, and he was the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And if they would acknowledge that he was the son of David, that he was the soon coming king, if they would have acknowledged that in the synagogues, they'd be put out of the synagogues. And Nicodemus was one of their leaders, and he was he came to Jesus. He saw something in Jesus, and I tell you, I seen something, and when they preached the gospel to me, I saw something I needed. I needed salvation, and you know, Nicodemus needed that same salvation, and Jesus told him, he said, you must be born again. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He'll never enter that beautiful place that God went to prepare for us. But he said, if I go away, he said, I'll send you another comforter. He said, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come. But you know, when we go through trials and things and loved ones pass away and that, we certainly do need God. We need him, you know, to comfort our heart. And I'm so glad that the Word of God is a comfort to us, that we can read the Holy Scriptures, and we can see that the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And praise God. I'm not going to say a whole lot tonight, Brother Yearwood. I know you got some more preachers coming on tonight, but I tell you, the Lord, he's a good shepherd tonight, and he's watching over us tonight. He's protecting us, whatever we have need of. I believe it was David said, he leadeth me beside the still waters, and, you know, he leadeth me into green pastures, and maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Praise God. You know, the Lord is good tonight. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to you, Brother Yearwood, but it's good. We was out of town, just got back late, so I missed part of the program. Didn't know it'd be gone that long, but we're listening in, and we thank God for you, and we appreciate you and Sister Betty and Brother Timothy and all the preachers on the broadcast. You're doing a good work, and I tell you, God is a present help tonight. That's what on my heart. If you need the Lord, I tell you, if you need salvation, then you need the Lord. You need Jesus Christ as your personal Savior out there. And I want you to call on Him. And you've got an opportunity today to call upon the name of the Lord and make things right with God. And He'll forgive you of all your sins. And I'll turn it back now to Brother Yearwood. Thank you, Brother Yearwood.
Sister Joanna, do you have something to say tonight?
No, she's not going to speak tonight, I guess.
Tell them to pray for me for tomorrow night.
Oh, she said just pray for her. She's preaching tomorrow night up in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay. Brother John?
Yeah.
You got something else to say for the Lord?
Oh, yeah. I've always got something to say for the Lord. Before I go, did Sister Frieda have anything else that she wanted to say before I...
You go ahead, and I'll go after you.
Okay. All right, well, God is dealing with me out of Psalm 65, and some other places. But the Bible says in Psalm 65, beginning with verse 1, praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall a vow be performed. Unto the Lord Jesus Christ, our vows, and vows not to be broken. The Bible says, defer not, when we make a vow, defer not to pay that vow. And those vows, amen, you know, we make wedding vows. Those that are married, they make wedding vows. And these vows are for life. You know, a vow is to be kept. No matter what the circumstances, when me and my wife got married, I made a vow to her, and she made a vow to me, but on my part, amen, on my part, no matter what she has done, I have to keep my vow. When we make vows unto the Lord, amen, it's unto Him as it performed. Verse 2, this is the Psalm of David, and the Bible says, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ is our source. You know, the Bible says that He has made Him both Lord and Christ. God the Father was made Him both Lord and Christ. And the Bible says that there's going to be a day that every knee shall bow. Mm-hmm. In heaven, under the earth, every knee shall bow, and every tongue that shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. It's going to be a day that every, just like Brother Green said, atheist, amen, there's going to be a day that every atheist is going to bow. Every unbeliever is going to bow. Every one that has never received the Lord Jesus Christ, but they're going to be there. But the Bible says He hears prayer, and all flesh shall come. That will be the hour of worship. Amen. We already have an hour of worship. The Bible says in John chapter 4, now is the hour when the true worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. By the Holy Spirit and by His truth, there is a worship. There's a bowing down, amen, in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It says in Psalm 65, verse 3, iniquities prevail against me. As far as transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Transgression is rebellion. Iniquity is guilt. And so even as guilt is universal, and even as transgression, that rebellion is going to be purged away, going to be cleansed away, going to be pruned away from us. It says, blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causes to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. So we're going to come to a place that God is going to be the source. When we go into His temple, His holy temple, the goodness of His house, amen, we're truly going to have that, amen, as we're approaching to Him. You know, the Bible says, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Right.
We shall enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. When we get set up with Jesus Christ, when we get set up with the Heavenly Father, when we come into His house and can see His goodness, we'll be satisfied with His goodness. Amen. We'll be satisfied with that. And the Bible says, verse 5, by terrible things in righteousness will Thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are far off upon the sea. He is our confidence tonight, church.
Yes,
cast not away thy confidence. We have great recompense for reward.
there's a lot of things unsettling tonight for a lot of people. But if you have your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, those of you that are on the sea afar, those that are that are near. And he says in verse 6, which by his strength setteth fast the mountain, being girded with power. God's power settles the mountains. God's paddle, God's power girds us, amen, with his power, which steals the noise of the sea. He'll make your storm a calm tonight, church. Whatever storm you're going through, Psalms 107, he says, I'll make your storm a calm. He'll steal the noise of the sea, the noise of the waves and the turmoil of the people. When people, it's just like waves, they're going to and fro, and all across the land today, there's turmoil of the people. All across the land, amen, people are going to and fro all across the land because of the things that are happening, amen, here in our country, amen. Things unsettled, things, amen, unseemly. I'm glad tonight that we have a God who is our source. The Lord Jesus Christ is our source, amen. He calmed the storms. He said, peace, be still. You know, the disciples asked this question, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the seas obey him? This is the God we serve tonight. This is the God of source who has all power over all nature. Amen. Over the mountains, over the seas, over the trees. Amen. This is the God we serve tonight. By his strength, and he steals the noise of the sea. He steals the tempest. The verse 8, they also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoing of the morning and evening to rejoice. These are those that fear the very presence of the Lord. So thou visitest the earth and watereth it. Amen. He blesses the earth. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God. Amen. Which is full of water. Thou preparest him corn when thou hast so provided for it. God is providing grain. He's providing corn. Amen. Bible says in Psalms 37:25, I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Said, thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springings thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. When you walk in the paths of life tonight, church, the Bible says in Psalm 16:11, in his presence is the fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures evermore. He said, thou wilt show us the paths of life. The Lord Jesus Christ is the source for the paths of life. He crowns the year with his goodness. His paths drop fatness. Verse 12, that drop upon the pastures of the wilderness and the little hills rejoice on every side. Even in the midst of the wilderness, God had divine supplies. In the midst of the wilderness, fed the children of Israel with manna every morning, every day. And he will make that divine supply for you tonight, church. He'll make that divine supply for you. The Bible says in Psalm 65:13, the pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. Every valley, this is nature's praise. This is nature's reaching out. Every pasture will be clothed with flocks of sheep. Amen. They shall shout for joy. They also sing. David sing divine supplies. Mm-hmm. David sing. Amen. You need to know, amen, the Bible says, talks about several places in the book of Kings. It talks about divine provision of the children. It talks about 1 Kings 17. It talks about here Elijah had not rained for 3.5 years and how, amen, in 17, I think it's 1 Kings 17:6, the man talks about where the ravens come and fed him meat, amen, by the brook of Shabar, amen. And these ravens, amen, brought him divine supply, divine abundance. God had commanded the raven to feed him. God had commanded, amen, either where it was their path, amen, even her oil, her cruise of oil, amen, did not waste. Amen. Nope. Because as she was gathering, amen, those last little hoe cakes, and here comes Elijah unto the widow of Zarephath. She and her son's getting ready. saved and died. They've got the last little provision, amen. And tonight, there are people underneath the sound of my voice. You're down to your last little provision, amen. But if you'll give unto God, if you'll give your life unto the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, amen, as that woman made a little cake for Elijah, amen, and as she made a little cake for Elijah, her oil did not waste, amen, the whole time. He said, your oil, amen, he blessed her, amen, and as he blessed her, amen, she had divine abundance. So while there was a drought in the land, he said, your oil will not waste until it rains again. And it all stayed, amen, the whole time that it didn't rain. And church, tonight you need to know that there's a divine supply in the midst of the drought. Elijah was a man of like passion, the Bible says in James, just like the rest of it. But he asked that it did not rain for 3.5 years, and it didn't rain. And then, amen, the heavens opened, amen. And we find, amen, that there's divine supply as we go, amen, each time we find it. Divine supply for the children of Israel. We find the divine supply for Elijah. We find the divine supply, amen, amen, for those that were walking in the world. We find that divine supply. There's divine supplies each one, each time, amen, and just throughout, amen, the book of Kings, amen, just divine provision, amen, after time. You just need to know tonight, amen, that the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, is coming. He says in Psalm 31:19, he says, how great is thy goodness when thou hast laid it for those that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Hallelujah. We just find, amen, hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 22:40, again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatling are killed, and all things are ready to come into the marriage. It's a simple invitation tonight. He's already made everything ready, church. It's all ready for you to just come and enter into. It's a finished work. He said on the cross, it is finished. He is the source, just like Brother Green said, of your salvation. He is the source for all things in your life. You can't even breathe without him tonight, church. And amen, there's a divine supply, a divine provision. Amen. Hallelujah. And you need to know tonight, hallelujah. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions that were not so. I would have told you I go to prepare a place for you. Divine provision. The Lord Jesus Christ is working on a place, preparing for you, preparing mansion for you, preparing room for you in the Father's house. Amen. He gives in a superabundance. You need to know tonight, the Bible says in Joel 2:24, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. That's what he gives. He gives in a superabundance. Amen. The Bible says in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall be given to your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. What are you giving tonight, church? Jesus Christ gave his life. Jesus Christ has given you everything. Will you give everything back to him? It's your choice tonight. Jesus Christ is our source. Come to him. Amen. When everything else fails, when all things are falling down all around you, when the earth is shaking and the mountains are dropping down, the Lord will roar out of Zion. Tonight he's roaring out of Zion, and he's coming forth right to you. Will you let him be your source? Will you let him be your source of all things tonight? He is your Savior. He is your Lord. He is your Shepherd. Tonight, let him be your source of life. Go ahead, Brother Sister Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. Wonderful word of God there. So, Sister Rita.
All right. I'm going to surprise you again. All right. I was trying to find the words, but I'm going to sing what I remember of it, okay? Showers
okay.
of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drop round us are falling. But for the showers we plead. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy drop round us are falling. But for the showers we plead. All right, and I got one more scripture, and I'll give it back to you. I'm going to be reading from 1 John 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, for we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Okay, back to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word. I tell you, it takes realizing and knowing that Jesus overcome the world, and we can overcome it too. So
that's
if
right.
We'll be in him and we take his word, then we can overcome the world. So I just thank God for that. So I'm going to let Tim sing another song here.
Okay. I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe God's working all things for my good. If I live the way I should, he's promised me he would. And I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe that God is watching over me. And he's aware of each and every need. I believe he knows what's best. So even through the test, I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe God's working all things for my good.
Amen.
I believe God's working all things for my good. If I live the way I should, he's promised me he would. I believe God's working all things for my good. Oh, I admit sometimes I tend to doubt. Frustration rises, nothing's working out. But that's when my faith kicks in. I'm reminded once again that God's working all things for my good. I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe God's working all things for my good. If I live the way I should, he's promised me he would. And I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe it. 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 I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe God's working all things for my good. If I live the way I should, he's promised me he would. I believe God's working all things for my good. I believe it. I believe it. I believe God's working all things for my good.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I thank God for that. I believe God is working on each one of us for our good. You know, He's taking care of us, and He's bringing us through all of our problems, through all of our headaches, through all of our disappointments. God is bringing us through it. So I'm gonna ask Betty to read this last few verses here that we read there a while ago. In Isaiah 41:8-10, we're going to read that over again and just think about this. He is our source.
But now, Israel, art my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Praise the Lord. You know, he's going to take care of it. He's going to hold us up with his right hand. If we just only reach out to him and let him hold us and take care of us, then everything will go good. And so I just feel like having that read over again. So, Brother Green, you got anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, Brother Yearwood, I'm just listening in to you there, and just been good tonight. I just know the Lord provides. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. The Bible says He'll be with us always, even unto the end of the world. And I missed some of the program, but you know, He fed 5,000 with just a few loaves of fish, two fish, and, or five loaves of bread, I believe it was, just a few loaves and a few fish. But, you know, He can take impossible situations and turn them around. No matter what you're facing out there tonight, whoever you are, he's in control. God's in control. When He stood up on that boat and He said, "Peace, be still," the storm ceased. And I know there's people that's going through trials out there. And I know maybe you got loved ones that's bedfast, that you're taking care of in your homes and different things. And you know God's a miracle worker. You know, it might look like the end of the road for some people. But you know what? He's a healer tonight. And
yes,
he's never changed. And Hebrews 13:8 says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, you know, He provided back then. He provided for the children of Israel there in the wilderness. And He provided for the, you know, took that little boy's lunch and fed that multitude of people. And when it come time to pay the taxes, He told Peter, said, "Go out there and go fishing." You know, He wasn't all the time telling them to go fishing, but this time He did. But they went fishing, and Peter caught that fish. He said, "The first one you take up," said, "open his mouth," said, "and get our money, get the money out that we can pay our taxes." You know, maybe you're financially needing help, and I tell you, the Lord can help you. Praise God.
He has done it.
Yes.
Praise God. Yeah, Brother John was talking about, I think it was the little widow woman that had the son, was going to eat their last meal, and you know, and that was going to be it. But, you know, it changed when God got in the situation, and that's the way it is. God comes on the scene, I tell you. It'll be different. You know, we're praying for people that's sick in body, but you know, God, some of them don't look like God's moving for them, but I believe He is. I believe He's moving. You know, I believe He's helping them, praise God, and He can heal their bodies. And we got a phone call last night, a lady wanting prayer, and we were surprised, but you know, she was calling for prayer, and she was in bad shape, and we prayed on the phone for this lady, and praise God. And I'm believing God's going to move for her, and I don't know
Amen.
What the situation is today, but she called us. Sound like she didn't think she's going to make it through the night, but you know, God can keep us. You know, He's the keeper of our soul. I don't know if you ever was sick in body and laid down at night thinking, "Well, am I going to make it till the morning?" But, you know, we need to have faith in God and say, "I'm going to make it." Praise God. Speak it out.
Amen.
Say, "I'm going to make it." Praise God. You know, we must confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus to be saved and believe in our heart that God has raised Him from the dead in order to be saved. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And I believe a lot of times healing comes the same way. I believe it takes the same kind of faith. And sometimes we've got to claim what we need. We've got to stake our claim and say, "I'm going to have it. I'm going to receive it. God said I could." And the Bible says it. Praise God. You know, we must be washed in the blood, but we must believe the word also. Praise God.
Yep.
Even though we believe Jesus died on that cross for our sins, we still got to believe the Word of God. We've got to believe that what He said, was the Father's will, and he came down here to give us the Father's will, and he came down here to help us, praise God, and that's what he was here for, praise the Lord, and thank you, Jesus, and I don't know if Sister Green's got something she'd like to say, praise God, she's a-coming this way, maybe she does, praise the Lord, but it's been good to be on here with you, and here she is.
Dr. Sherwood, you know, I was thinking how Jesus is our rock in a weary land and how he's a chief cornerstone and how the builders, they rejected him. And, you know, I thank God that when he called upon my name, I believe it was Brother Green earlier said that there's atheists that claim to be atheists out there. But, you know, when I was undone and lost without Jesus, he took me in, praise God. And I was thinking the other night I had a prayer request that, church, and I stood in prayer line, and I needed the Lord to move on something. And when church was over and we got done and got to looking at my cell phone, and I noticed that I got a message from somebody, and it was exactly what I had needed of that I stood in prayer line about. And I looked at the time, and our church started at 7, and the time of that was somewhere around 6:30, something like that. I guess we were on our way to church. And I didn't notice that a message had come through. So God knows what we have need of before we even ask.
Yes,
and the answer is already on the way, praise God.
Amen.
But he said to lay up our treasures in heaven, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. And you know, we're to lay up our treasures up there in heaven where the moth and the rust cannot corrupt it, and the thief and the robber cannot go in and steal it, praise God. And when you need to draw off that heavenly banking account, he is our resource. He is our source, praise God, that we need when we need to draw from our bank, praise God. And hallelujah, sometimes the bank down here might be empty, praise the Lord, and it may run dry, and they may change a currency money, and they may change things around in this old world, but praise God, God never changes. He's the day, same today, yesterday, and forever, hallelujah. And if we're walking upright and talking right, spitting white, praise God, he will meet every need that we have because he promised to. Yeah. I believe it was David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, neither the seed begging for bread. Praise God, and he'll supply all our needs because he's our resource. He is more than enough, praise the Lord. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood. I feel good tonight in my soul.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
You know, I thank God for this broadcast because it's all tiny and just like God wants it to. And so Sister Betty's got a couple of verses here she's wanting to read. So, you know, I tell you what, God is so good that, you know, he said let it be established in the mouth of two or three and the others judge, you know. And so that's what he's done here tonight on this broadcast. He really established it tonight with two or three.
Sister Joanne, I'm not trying to go over your head, but God gave me this right before you said it, so I'm going to go ahead and read it again. It's
Amen.
Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I was thinking about Sister Frieda giving that testimony a while ago about God being her source when she needed to pay her bills. God supplied her need.
Amen.
And I just want to say that whatever your need is, God is there and he'll supply your need.
Amen.
And I just give God the praise and the glory that he's supplying all the needs of his people if they'll just call upon him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, you know, God's really been a blessing, and the devil's been a fighting, and God's been a blessing. And, you know, tonight I didn't know if we were going to get on the radio or not because the phone that we've been using all the time, every time we dial it, they'd say that they wasn't picking up for our 410 number. So, I ended up having to go through with my cell phone, but anyway, God seen that we went through and the message went across the line, and I just praise God for it. He's a God of
right on time every time, you know.
Amen. Amen.
He's never late. And
always on time.
We may seem like sometimes, you know, we don't know which way to turn or which way to go, but, you know, if we just look up and turn to him and turn our face to him, just kind of like Hezekiah, you know, whenever Isaiah went to him and told him, said, set your house in order, you're surely going to die. And Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and began to pray and began to remind God of what kind of life he lived and how he pleased God, and God told Hezekiah before he ever got out of the away from him, said, go back and tell him that I've heard his cry and I've had his 15 years on to his life. And, you know, that's just the way God is. Whenever we turn our face to God and just pray and just tell him, you know, and if we've lived a life up before him to please him, then he's going to turn around and turn things right around for us and hand it back to us. So I praise God for this, and I thank God for this title of this message tonight, that he's God of our source. And, you know, he proved himself tonight, hallelujah, being the God of our source on this radio broadcast. And I just praise the Lord for it. And, you know, I just can't praise him enough. So, okay.
And that's what he wants, Brother Yearwood. Oh, go ahead.
Just go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
I said that's what he wants. He wants us to praise him. When we're down, all we got to do is just look up to him and say, Lord, I know the need. You know what needs to be taken care of. And once we turn our eyes to him and off of ourselves, he's always there, and he will fulfill whatever our need is. He's always there. He's always on time.
Go ahead.
I'm going to read Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
Yep. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, that's God's word, so we just have to accept it and believe it and take
that's
it for
right.
what it says. You know, we've got about 6 minutes left, and so we need to pray for Brother Eddie. His back is giving him a fit, and he's also... he's been going and getting his blood drawn, and one time it's almost too thick, another time it's almost too thin, so they don't seem to be able to get his medicine just like they were to get it. So, but we know the main source. We know the one that can level it out for him, and so let's just take him before the Lord. And anybody else got any prayer requests? Here that they want to make known?
Brother Yearwood, just keep praying for a friend of ours, Sister Florence. She's been real bad sick. And also remember some of my two brothers are not saved, and also family members.
Vivian Carberry.
Carberry. I remember her, and that the Lord will heal her. She's been sick for a long time now, and she needs the Lord's healing touch. And she's a Christian, but she needs healed. So so our servicemen and women in this country needs prayer desperately.
Amen.
It needs prayer. So that's all I have.
Yeah, America needs a prayer. It needs to turn around and... seek God, you know, then he can heal our land.
Amen.
Second Chronicles 7:14. So, well, let's, Brother John, you got any prayer requests you want to make known?
I probably got plenty, but I just, specifically, I can't think of any. I got so many, but there's just, like you said, everything that all of you have brought forth, it's just a time of prayer. God's called us to prayer. We have the keys, and we have to continue on that prayer line. We're just going to have to bombard heaven. You know, it's a time of intercession. You know, the Bible speaks of, and even when we don't know what to pray, with groanings and utterings, amen. So this is the time that the righteous people to pray that God will hear. And so I do praise the Lord. He is answering prayer, answering a lot of prayers. We're seeing divine healings. We're seeing not only is he a source of prayer, but he's a source of answering prayer. And so he answers prayer on the hard case. So I just want to praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Well, just go ahead and lead us to the Lord in prayer. We got 3 minutes left, so just go ahead and lead us to the Lord in prayer there.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we worship you. Father, just all across this land, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we just humble ourselves before you. Father, you said that we will humble ourselves, that you will highly exalt us. Father, just all across this land, Lord, every nation needs you. Father, it doesn't matter, Lord, whether we believe or don't believe, but Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to come, Lord, this whole world needs to come and know that you are our source, that you come before us, and Father, that you have made divine provision, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you have given provender, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the healings, Lord. We saw, you know, respect our person, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you heard the request for healing, Lord. Lord, we pray for Brother Eddie, Lord, for his back and for his blood. Lord, you are the one that makes us whole, Lord, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Father, you heard that, Lord, Sister Betty, Sister Frieda, Brother Gerwood, Brother Sister Green, Lord, these loved ones, and Lord, where they're getting to go out to minister, Lord, just empower them with strength, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they preach your gospel, that souls would be saved, that people would be healed by the power of the Lord. Just sit, Lord, even as you did, Lord, and came out there, Lord, let us set our house in order. Let us set the house of God in order. Let us the house of America in order. Let us set the house of all these nations in order in the name of Jesus, as we'll turn, as Hezekiah did, and by that you will, Lincoln, by your mercy and grace, that Father, that Lord, we have these instructions, that we have this word, that Lord, this gospel, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that Lord, you made a way for this broadcast, that Lord, your word will not return to you, Lord, that it will prosper in that which is accomplished, and that it will. As often as the rain and the snow comes, that Lord, that it will come, and Lord, it will bring forth the myrtle tree and the fig tree and the things that, Lord, for this broadcast, there will be a harvest, Lord, not only of those, but there will be healings and wholeness, Lord, by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, that we do, Lord, expect a good report by faith, and we believe that, Lord, that just the progress from this word going forth, Father, that we'll just share a harvest, and that will bring forth 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. Father, we just give you the glory and honor for tonight. We know that you are our source, and, Lord, we just thank you and praise you in Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. And now we've got 60 seconds left, so I just praise God for it, and praise God for each and every one that called in tonight, and for everything that you've done or said, and we'll just give God the glory for it. So we'll let you go on next week. God bless you.
Brother Underwood, got any more time? I want to tell you what a broadcast is going to be on Friday night. Obedience.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
Obedience.
Yeah. Lord.
Okay.
Thank
Friday
you.
Night.
Okay.
End of 12.
Friday night from 10 until 12. Brother and Sister Green will be on Blog Talk Radio here. So, Sam, we got 12 seconds left. So, God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week.
God bless you.
God bless you.